Hello there, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for rejoining me. I shall be voting Conservative at this election tomorrow. So come out the closet about that. I'll give you my reasons for that. And I've obviously got reservations. I'm the first to lacerate the Conservative Unionist Party, which has got it wrong on countless occasions, which has let me down many, many times. But as Lord Butler said, politics is the art of the possible. There are really only two significantly possible outcomes. There's either a Labour government or a Conservative government. I am not delusional. I know Labour's going to win, but I would like them to win by not too much. So vote for what I want, even though I know it's not going to happen this time. Conservatives will probably be in office for 20 years. But obviously, if not enough people vote Conservative, they'll never be in office again. The Conservatives aren't committed to keeping tax down, to trying to cut tax. And it's true the Conservatives have been forced to raise taxes. You've got to remember what a very difficult time the Conservatives were governing in, taking over in 2010 after the credit crunch. To be absolutely honest, yes, Labour got the government, the economy growing again in 2010. It actually receded a bit in 2011, 2012. Was that because of austerity? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not an economist. But even Labour said there would be some cutbacks, but they wouldn't have had the guts to do it because obviously they're in hock to social parasites, to those who are permanently on welfare. And they see that as a lifestyle and as a career and not something to keep you alive. And it is your duty to get off benefits as soon as possible. And obviously the Conservatives have not been firm enough on that. And there are people who are genuinely disabled who need support throughout their lives. All right. And there's another way the Tories have failed. 24% of British adults are disabled. 24%. It's ludicrous. Some people are genuinely disabled, but others are not. But under Labour, it's going to get a lot higher. The Conservatives at least are trying to keep immigration down, legal immigration and illegal immigration, and limited success, some failures. But where has it, what Labour's going to gain, going to make that much worse? There's going to be an enormous influx of illegal immigrants under Labour because they know Labour is pathetic, is a completely soft touch. If you ever talk about control immigration, they will shriek racist, racist, racist till they're blue in the face. So the Rwanda plan, maybe it was never going to get off the ground, but at least the possibility of it was having some impact. A lot of people who are in the UK illegally who fled to the Republic of Ireland will return to the United Kingdom. People were waiting in France until the socialist administration takes office at Westminster and they'll come over. You mark my words. And that's one thing about being concerned, being a realist, being reasonably skeptical, having some sort of attachment or be unemotional about things and realizing it's seldom a choice between good and bad in politics. It's often between bad and absolutely appalling. I remember Lord Walgrave, not my favorite Tory cabinet minister, but he made that observation to me, well, to my school, when he was addressing us when I was a schoolboy. So Conservatives at least trying to get tax down. Tories had to deal with lots of black swan events. Okay, so coming out of the credit crunch and a worldwide economic slowdown, and then coronavirus, and then the Ukraine war. Now, the Conservatives can take some credit when it's gone right, but also got to accept some of the blame when it's gone wrong. I realize that. They will try to claim all the credit when the economy is growing and disclaim any responsibility, saying it's a sort of macroeconomic global event when it's going wrong. And obviously it's dishonest. You can't have it both ways. And as for the immigration, there was a triple whammy. Remember 2020, 2021, there was almost no immigration because of coronavirus lockdown, which meant in 2022, there were 3 years worth of it in 1 year. People who'd made whatever work visa, immigration visa, delayed to 2021, delayed to 2022, finally allowed to come, plus the Ukraine war, plus the Hong Kong refugees, plus the Afghan refugees, all at the same time. And so obviously the withdrawal from Afghanistan was the end of August 2021, along didn't arrive to 2022. And so that's why the figures have shot up. And they might actually go down under Labour briefly, very briefly. So the Conservatives at least trying to get it right with regard to that. Keep the green belt from being concreted over. And the Conservatives not been good enough on housing, partly too much illegal immigration, not saying it's illegal immigration. I want immigration. Immigrants aren't evil people. Even illegal immigrants, they're not evil people. I might be one of them too of us in certain circumstances. The United Kingdom needs immigration, but it's got to be a reasonable level. Now, I don't know what the reasonable level is. 100,000 a year, Cameron said, never achieve that. Probably too few. 200,000 a year, is that about right? Seems about right to me. So it's partly numbers and partly desirable individuals to fill gaps in the labour market. And people should be allowed to bring their spouse in and so on. And students shouldn't be counted as part of that. So I don't completely have a bee in my bonnet about it. So what else? Well, the Conservatives have some sort of desire to keep free speech going. I know the Conservatives have been disgusting on this issue. I'm absolutely revolted by that outrageous bigot and oppressor, Michael Gove. Fortunately, he's not going to be in Parliament anymore. And what he's done to discriminate against people in employment, about being with who and who are not allowed to be police officers or prison officers or teachers and so on, according to belonging to a lawful political party, because it's so-called extremist. Even if it is extreme, that doesn't mean they should be oppressed. They're human beings too. Their rights must not be taken away. He's the one who's really extreme. Even the people he's against, they don't propose taking away his rights. With under Labour, it's going to get a lot worse. More prosecution for cracking jokes, speaking your mind, questioning the establishment, oppression. They're going to really hammer dissidents. Wokery is going to go even further. Labour wants to send a man into your little daughter's changing room when she's naked. That's what they're going to do. If you're a man who wants to call yourself a woman, call yourself a trans woman, you call you whatever you want. But I don't have to call you that. If I say I'm the king, you'd have to call me your majesty. If a white does blackface, that does not actually make that person black. And this is sort of gender blackface we're seeing all the time. There is objective reality, and Labour's at war against that. You can't make something be the case just by saying that it is the case. Right, goodness. And if someone says he's a woman and actually he's a man, surely psychiatrists try and bring it back to reality, say, no, you are mistaken. You are, in fact, a man, and not reinforce that misperception or misconception. Okay. So what else? Yeah, Labour's going to increase taxation. They won't even pretend not to increase taxation under certain areas. There's going to be hyper-regulation. And again, the Conservatives have signally failed to deregulate. All right, have repealed some European Union laws. So Labour's not going to increase defence spending at a time when it's urgently needed. So that's a big problem. Yeah, they're just going to put inspectors and middle managers everywhere. There's going to be, regulations thrown out like confetti. And obviously, I'm rancorously disillusioned. The Conservative Party didn't go much, much further in deregulation. Labour is going to take away people's right to smoke. It's going to discriminate against young people. And when they take away their right to tobacco, they'll take away the right to vapes. They'll take away the right to alcohol. It'll go further and further and further and take away all our human rights and all our civil liberty. So it's despicable. The freedom of assembly, that's under threat. It'll have a chilling effect on all our freedoms, the freedom of association, the right to demonstrate, to speak your mind, to say what you think. They will have votes for 16-year-olds. Now, considering so few 18-year-olds vote, there's no reason to lower it again. I would, if anything, had to. Well, I might even raise the age. People who don't contribute to the economy shouldn't be allowed to vote. Pensioners, they have contributed, that's different. But benefits claimants should not have a right to vote, because they're a vote bank for Labour to tax the workers, to be a burden on productive members of society. So it's just going to be terrible under Labour. And those are the only two choices. I mean, Liberal Democrats are dishonest opportunists, even worse than Labour. They've got no policies worth talking about. They're anti-democratic. They want to force the United Kingdom back into the European Union. The Green Party, they are far left, and they would crash the economy and so on. They take away all civil liberties as well. They're just vile. Reform UK, obviously, they've been infiltrated by racialists. I don't know, they're all racist, but they have this completely unviable and inexpedient policy on immigration. They just sort of this monomania about immigration, and it's totally unworkable. So it was really just a vanity project for Nigel Farage. So please vote Conservative. Sometimes it's better to tolerate an unsatisfactory situation than have an utterly terrible one. That's life. Right. Thank you so very much, and make sure you vote tomorrow. Goodbye.